Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
Harvard's proposal to renovate a century-old building on campus has come under fire over plans to cut down a 75-foot red oak tree. That's much older than the building. The renovation would make way for a new meeting space. Experts say urban trees are critical for reducing the effects of climate change, like flooding and extreme heat. And the controversy over this particular tree comes as Cambridge loses about 31 acres of tree cover every year. WBUR's Barbara Moran has our story.
Andover Hall is the heart and soul of Harvard Divinity School. Built in 1911, the Gothic building needs some upgrades, like modern classrooms, better accessibility, and a new meeting space. Divinity School officials also say they have a moral imperative to reduce the building's greenhouse gas emissions. But to do all this, Harvard says they need to cut down a tree. And not just any tree, a towering red oak shading a plaza by Andover Hall. Students call it the Divinity Tree, and it's probably around 150 years old.
It's about 75 feet tall, and it has a crown of about 75 feet, which is typical of a mature red oak.
Gretchen Legler is a student at Harvard Divinity School.
So we're in a plaza here, this beautiful plaza, and so that renovation will include an extension of the building that will require the cutting down of this tree.
The tree is ringed with Buddhist flags, surrounded by sacred objects.
Oh, I see a menorah there as well.
And Legler has applied for state legacy status, trying to save it.
I'm not at war with the dean. I'm thinking more about taking the time to make sure that the most creative options are looked at for this renovation so that this tree can stay here.
I should say first and foremost, we don't have any desire to remove a tree.
Ralph DeFlorio, director of operations at the Divinity School, says the architect explored other options. And he says there's no way to add the extension, keep the hall's historic facade, obey zoning laws, and save the tree. DeFlorio says they'll plant new trees to replace the one lost, and the building will be greener overall.
The energy profile of this building as a result of this project is dramatically improving. So you kind of run into this crossroads where you have to, you know, do something that's not ideal and that you'd rather not do if you didn't have to, but look what you get as a result.
Can we show where the tree, existing
yes,
tree, is on that?
I'd
like to know where the red oak in question is on that particular picture. Okay.
At a recent community meeting at the Divinity School, opponents of the plan question Harvard's reasoning. Cambridge resident Susan Ringler says the city is already losing too many trees, and it needs them to fight the effects of climate change.
Climate change is upon us, and every single large tree now matters. It matters hugely. And we are throwing away all of the assets that might actually protect us. And it is a really, really, really stupid thing for people to do.
Cambridge plants about 500 to 700 trees each year. But the city's Urban Forest Task Force says it needs to plant 2,500 trees a year for the next 50 years to maintain the current canopy. David Meshulam is the executive director of Speak for the Trees.
In a city like Boston or like Cambridge or the whole Boston area, we're facing real challenges with climate change. And if it just continues to be just one tree, just one tree, just one tree, we're going to turn around in 10 years and we're going to be flooded, we're going to be hot, we're going to have dirty air. We need to start having a different paradigm for how we think about just one tree, especially when it's a 150-year-old tree.
Harvard's DeFlorio says he'll revisit the plans, and Divinity student Gretchen Legler hopes the school will find a way to save the tree. But construction is set to begin in June, and she's bracing for a loss.
And I keep imagining, with real sadness, the day that this will happen, you know? A crane will come in. Somebody with a chainsaw will go to the very tip top, start taking off the smaller limbs. And they'll work their way down until all there's left is a pillar, and then they'll grind the stump, and then it'll be gone. And it is a very difficult thing to see an old big tree be dismantled in that way.
People on both sides of the debate say this project offers Harvard a chance to be a symbol. The question is, a symbol of what? For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Barbara Moran.